The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And now, joining us on the line is Henry McKean. He's in Skibbereen in the town hall, I believe. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Pat. The place has erupted. It really has. I mean, there's been so much anticipation. Olympic flags everywhere, bunting everywhere, and the whole of Skibbereen Rowing Club are down here. Remember, this is the first ever Irish Olympian to medal at three games after he and Fintan McCarthy won in the lightweight double sculls final, a silver in 2016 in Rio, a gold in 2021 in Tokyo and Paris, and a gold in 2024 in Paris. And I'm actually standing with a member of Skibbereen Rowing Club. We've got Denise here with us. Denise is about to watch another race. You are so excited. Here's Pat.
Denise, good morning.
Good morning.
This is an incredibly exciting time, but maybe you'll tell us what is in the water in Skibbereen that has developed these wonderful performances.
I think just looking here today, the community, oh my God, like everyone has come out in force to watch all the rowers this week, but especially Paul, Fintan, Aoife and Emily, and of course Dominic. It's super exciting to be part of it. And everyone around the town, there's just so many people and so many places people are watching it. It's just brought everyone together.
Yeah, what's the confidence level? What was it like going into the race? Because the lads would have liked us all to characterise them as underdogs, but none of us actually believe that. I presume in Skibbereen the optimism was high.
I suppose World Rowing ranked them as third going to the regatta. They didn't have much of a racing season this season, and they only raced in one regatta and they came third, so World Rowing ranked them like that. And I think it was maybe good for the lads that they kind of like were like, I'm going to show everyone what we're about to do. And they won by clear water. So, yeah, I suppose that's where the underdog status came from. But they really were dominant in that race. It was amazing, yeah.
Now, we still have more finals to go. What is your expectation?
Yeah, girls now.
What's your expectation,
Denise? We're all waiting for Aoife and Mags now to start. Yeah.
All right. And the lads are currently being interviewed on RT television, and hence, I think, the cheer in the background as people watch all of that. But Denise, thank you very much for joining us. And I'm glad the crack is mighty in Skibbereen, and I'm sure it'll carry on for the rest of the day. Henry, are you going to stick around?
Am I sorry, what?
No, I was going to ask if Henry is there listening in.
Oh, he is. Yeah, I'll get him there now.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Denise. That's Denise Walsh from Skibbereen Rowing Club. Aoife and Mags are about to start their race, so obviously the attention will go to that race now and all eyes will be on a screen. Henry, are you back with us?
I'm here, Pat. I have to say, I haven't experienced anything quite like it. I've been lucky enough to be here in Skibbereen in 2016, again in 2021, and again in 2024. Just an unbelievable feeling. So much pride locally. Remember, most of Skibbereen are actually in Paris, even though the town hall is so full they had to turn people away. They're making speeches now, and just an unbelievable electric feeling. I mean, magic, just magic. And all the training that goes on behind the scenes, and just so much pride and love in the direction of these absolute champions, and especially to Paul O'Donovan, and not forgetting Fintan as well. Yeah. You know, just he's got two goals.
Well, Henry, you were in Daniel Whiffen's home place the other night for that swimming victory, and now you're down in Skibbereen for another gold. You're a bit of a, I suppose, a lucky mascot. So you're going to head now to Tala for towards Rashid Adeleke's home.
Oh, stop. You know, I admit that I am a glory hunter. I don't mean to be. If there's a bandwagon, I'm on it. But the difference between Daniel Whiffen's town with no flags up compared to flags at every moment and every shot window done up here was just so stark. The difference was so stark. That's a very good question, to be honest with you, Pat. You know what I'm doing? I'm actually heading to France. you might hear me from France. That's where you might hear me next.
Well, you got into the Oscar parties in your time, so I'm sure you'll get wherever is required on your trip to France. Henry, thank you very much for joining us from Skibbereen. And once again, congratulations to Paul and to Fintan for their wonderful victory this morning. We started our conversation about the Olympics, and Henry McKean has been getting more reaction down in Skibbereen to Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy's gold medal. Have a listen to this.
Hey, Sean Moran, I'm the chairperson of Skibbereen Rowing Club.
How are you feeling?
I'm absolutely over the moon.
They did exactly what they said they were going to do. It was fantastic. Sorry, my voice is going there.
And there is an electricity in the room. You can't package it.
No. That was tremendous. Absolutely tremendous.
So you're unbelievably proud.
I'm hugely proud.
Hi, I'm Sam Hurley, and I'm related to Gary and Paul.
Paul O'Donovan would be a first cousin of the boy's dad.
So how excited are you?
Oh, super excited, yeah. Like, this is 8 years on, and it's still the same euphoria again.
And yeah. You're so proud.
Oh,
yeah,
incredible.
We're so proud.
Yeah. They're great guys, and we're watching them all our life up and down the river. So, yeah. Super stuff.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.